Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2488, The In-Between, Learning to Live in the Big Little Moments by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. And we keep on narrating as we optimize your life. The In-Between, Learning to Live in the Big Little Moments by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. My friend Anna is a mindfulness and yoga teacher. You know, one of those people who's as likely to say, be gentle with yourself, as have a nice day in casual conversation and seem totally sincere about it. I spoke to her the other day and she said she's noticed changes in me. You're softer now, not so much go, 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 not so much hustle. I'll admit, I was gratified to hear Anna say this, and yes, I realize that's probably the residue of my people-pleasing attitude. Anna thinks I'm doing a good job, so I must be doing a good job. But I also think it's highly valuable to seek the opinions of people you respect who won't bullshit you when trying to make internal change. Moving yourself from any type of addiction, whether that's to alcohol, drugs, or overachieving, is really an internal process difficult to observe from the outside. And often because the internal shifts are small, one degree here, a millimeter there, they're even difficult to observe in yourself. So Anna's words reassured me that all my internal, intangible work over the last year had been worth it. But then she said something that struck me even more. Perhaps there's a different way. Maybe you can achieve things without so much struggle. Anna pointed out that the moment of success or achievement, whether that's in career or personal goal, is very small. It's one tiny moment. Then it's over and done, and we quickly move on to the next thing. But we spent all that time and energy leading up to the thing, to the moment. And if we spent all that lead-up time striving and sweating and being somewhat miserable, what was the point? Why does the lead-up have to be hard and stressful? Is it really worth it just so we can experience some short-lived reward? Perhaps, as Anna said, there could be a different way. Perhaps the lead-up could be just as enjoyable, just as delicious as the reward itself. What an interesting thought. I was dumbfounded that I never really considered it. I'm so focused on achieving that my mind is all goals. Get the laundry done, get the website revamp done, get the inbox to zero, get the children in bed. I don't really spend any time thinking about what happens in between all those big and little achievements in my life. But really, this is where I'm living the vast majority of my life, and so are you. We live our lives in the in-between, the spaces in between the accomplishments, the moments in between the goals, the time in between the checked off tasks. If I think of my life like a line graph, my achievements, both large, like earning a graduate degree, and small, like finishing a workout, are the dots on the graph. But on any line graph, most of the space is taken up by the lines in between the dots. This is where we spend 99% of our time. And if we spend it hustling, grinding, grinning, and bearing it, we're wasting our lives. Think about it. You went to school for over 12 years to get that 30-second stroll across your high school graduation stage. You dated that person for years, or if you're a Hollywood up-and-comer, at least a few weeks, to enjoy that single day of your nuptials. and you gave that company thousands of hours of your time to experience that sweet, blissful, and very short-lived moment when they announced your promotion at the annual meeting. We're living in the in-between. This realization knocked me off my feet. It's like when I learned that most of our bodies are made up of empty space. The space in between the atoms and molecules is vastly larger than the atoms and molecules themselves. Truth. 99.9% of our bodies, in fact, our entire universe, is nothing more than empty space. Mind blown. We're living in the in-between, whether we acknowledge it or not. So I decided to take Anna's advice and try a little experiment to see if I could start to enjoy my in-between moments. And because I wanted to be as scientific as possible, I chose a very small, mundane task with a clearly observable and achievable outcome, doing laundry. Laundry, like all tasks, fits neatly within the in-between model. You spend 99% of your laundry time prepping, washing, drying, folding, and putting away to experience that one sweet short moment when it's done. The basket is empty and you can check it off your list. And the day I talked to Anna just happened to be laundry day, so you know, I was working with what was easily available. As I hauled the basket of clean laundry up from the basement, I took a moment and considered the in-between. I recognized that while I'd put laundry on my list of things to do today, the joy of laundry could perhaps not be limited to simply getting it done. Perhaps there could be joy in doing the laundry itself. A million arguments immediately erupted in my mind. Most of them were some version of, that's BS, doing laundry sucks. But for the sake of my experiment, I decided to ignore them and see what happened. I set the basket of laundry on the table and commenced the folding process, trying to see if I could enjoy the laundry process without hustling to get done. This was harder than it seemed and rather comical. I felt a bit like Marie Kondo, lovingly folding my husband's boxer shorts and matching socks with their precious mates. I was reminded of the time I listened to some morning radio DJs poke fun at an article about mindful cleaning. Apparently, somebody had the great idea to combine mindfulness with house cleaning, and the DJs giggled as they read aloud from the website, "Squeeze the sponge and feel its softness. Breathe." I'd laughed along at the time, but now look at me folding laundry like Martha Stewart's sensei. Was my laundry experiment with living in the in-between a success? Sure. While I can't say I enjoyed folding each t-shirt and sock, I paid attention. And that's much different than how I usually approach this task. Like, let's just get this done and over with so we can move on to something else, shall we? I was, as those Zen masters say it, present. Even laughing at myself while remembering those radio DJs was a form of presence. I was in the moment with my socks and underwear, and well, we spend a not insignificant portion of our lives folding socks and underwear, so why not be aware of it? And perhaps that's the trick. To not put pressure on ourselves to enjoy each moment, but at least try to be aware of them. These are our lives, spent brushing teeth and walking dogs and riding the commuter train. These are the spaces in between where we live and eventually die. And if we don't open our eyes, take a breath, laugh, and notice them, we're missing our entire lives. So my challenge to you is this: don't try to do amazing things, you already are. Don't set big goals and strive for them. You've got that down, my friend. But simply start to notice those moments in between your accomplishments, the lines between the dots. Notice yourself making the coffee, not just drinking it, paying attention to the commute and not just the arrival. Acknowledge each bite and not just the empty plate. And when you forget, which you will over and over again every single day, when you start to ignore the in between and focus only on checking off your achievements, smile, laugh, take a breath, become Martha Stewart's sensei. Squeeze the sponge, breathe. You just listened to the post titled "The In-Between: Learning to Live in the Big Little Moments" by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I think it arose. This one is definitely a common theme and something we visited recently, but I always appreciate a new take because it's so important to keep top of mind if we're looking for happier lives day to day. Reminds me of the Adam Sandler movie, Click. I rewatched it a few months back, and without giving away exactly what happens, the premise is basically about having the power to pause and fast forward parts of your life as if it were a movie. And most likely that would lead us to want to fast forward through all of that empty space. Not all of it, but so much of it. If we don't feel like doing chores, then fast forward. Don't feel like working today? Fast forward. Waiting in line? Fast forward. Driving? Fast forward. So what exactly are we left with? Really, in the overall scheme of things, barely anything. Maybe some achievements here and there, but those achievements generally lead to just another task or period of work that we'd likely skip yet again. Constantly having this mindset is a perfect recipe for misery. Now, like she said, that doesn't mean we can start to love laundry. That's unlikely to happen. But there really is a sense of peace and even happiness in a way, in simply feeling and being present. This kind of ties into the beginner's mind practice we talked about yesterday. It all sort of ties together. But I'd implore you to not be like the radio DJs and think it's a complete joke or a bunch of woo-woo pseudoscience, because also, as we heard the other day, meditation and mindfulness, being present, these things have been researched and proven to be beneficial scientifically. So see if you can pay a bit more attention today. Thank you for listening every day. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.